This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, it's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and I'm Danny V. And I got something special for you today. I brought something special.
What?
Especially for the men. You know, we talk to the ladies all the time.
Yeah.
But I got some heavy revies today for the guys.
Awesome.
Is it from your own life experience, Dan?
It's from the place all revelation comes from, the shower.
All right.
As I was in my shower this day and enjoying a particularly crispy Topo Chico.
In the shower?
With lime.
Okay. Oh, you have to do that, bro.
Oh, man. If you haven't.
I'm not Topo, but I'm always sparkle water or something chilled in the hot shower.
No, you two are in that club. I don't want to join. That's all right. Leslie and I are not in that
Have you
club.
Even tried?
No, because.
Don't say you're not in the club till you tried.
Yeah. No.
It does. Not. It does. It's like it's the opposites. It's the opposite of the chill and the heat.
Yes.
No, just it's all right. I'll let
There's
you be
There's a contrast
you.
There. You be you. That does something to you.
Anyway.
And in that moment of contrast, it suddenly hit me that my wife, along with every woman in the world, wants to rule their man's world.
What?
Is that the truth or is it not?
Well,
you want to rule your man's
rule
world.
I don't want to rule my man's world. No way.
Oh, let me prove it then.
It's never entered my head.
Oh, man. No women will agree until she stops.
I'm processing it right now.
You're going to have to stop and meditate on this later.
I noticed that I didn't say I don't want to. Hold on.
Women want to rule. Maybe she's being honest now. Les is looking at me with a smile like I might be right. Women want to rule their man's world.
No.
Oh, yes. And let me, listen, there's an archetype thing happening here in the household.
Is this meat that you're bringing?
Oh, it's meat.
It's something rotten to it.
No, but Serene, he's saying, you're saying, I don't want to be a nagging wife who tells my husband what to do and all
rule.
That. I don't want all that either. And you don't want to be the boss.
You do rule, sister.
But it's not the boss, but I think he has that thing like, there's a certain amount of control. I think I know where he's getting.
Nah.
Food. Yes, I see you do it too. Go on, Danny.
Yeah, so it's the ancient story of the king. Now he's the king, right? And the kingdom sees him. They submit to the king. They honor the king. They bow in reverence before the king. But what's the king actually doing? He's out hunting foxes with his mates. You know, that's what the king's actually doing. While the queen is concerned about the kingdom. And why is she concerned about the kingdom? Because it directly affects her household.
I think lots of kings are concerned about the kingdom.
Oh, hear it out, sister. She's concerned about the kingdom in a political way because it directly affects her household. She's not actually concerned about the state of the country. She's concerned about her home. And so that's why she, archetypally, in these ancient classic stories of kingdoms, that's why she, the queen has always sort of archetypally been the secret ruler, the ruler behind the scenes of the king. Here, let me prove this out. When I'm in my house,
some cases,
on a weekly basis, I want the honor, the respect, and the bowing of the children and the family to see that I am the king. But at the end of the day, what am I constantly saying? Ask your mom. Because I know who actually is ruling this domain.
I agree with that. You hit on the main point. She does rule the domain.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You rule the country. What I'm trying to say is that you rule things bigger than that. But she's like day to day in charge of the whole.
Oh, she rules big things too.
Oh, I agree with that. She rules big things too. But things, she's like, I feel like she does, that's more of her sphere than him.
She not only rules my household, she rules my entire world, if I'm honest.
Yes, she does.
If I'm honest, she rules my
That's why it's biblical. A man lays down their life for the woman.
Oh, I agree, but I don't think it's the woman who was asking for all of that.
No,
rule.
But she's not sitting there and let me know. Let me tell you, I know Danny's wife. She's the sweetest. She is a golden retriever, right?
Totally.
The sweetest. She doesn't say, Danny, get in his face, nothing. But yes, she rules his world.
Yes, but you see, it's not because she's asking for it. It's because he
he's giving,
realizes
he's
that all
it.
His world is her And then so he's realizing that she is the ruler. But it's not. But see, I think when he started, it was all about you girls want to rule.
No, girl power.
The men that are really great men, the men that actually are the rulers, realize that they rule by laying down.
There yeah, and it's
a circle.
What my woman wants is not to demand anything from me. She wants a willing heart that has decided that he cannot wait to let this woman rule his world. He actually seeks her out for input on career decisions. And let me tell you something, homies listening, you males out there, maybe there's more than 13 by now.
17 it was, yeah. So we might be up to 18.
I have had in the past 2 months, next level. You know, I'm always going from glory to glory with the, the spouse, right?
Glory, yeah.
But even in the last 2 months, I've had next level breakthrough.
In marriage.
In all of the things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I have consciously been verbally letting her know she rules my world.
I think that is beautiful.
I think it is beautiful.
And that I want her to.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful.
And it's not in an I'm an insipid yes man. It's in I'm so devoted to you. You have my everything.
I think that's how, probably you're right when you said it's biblical. Well, she, you know, biblically, the woman serves her man, but biblically, he lays down his life for her like she is his flesh. And what you know, basically, he doesn't serve himself without serving her. You know what I'm saying?
Which is an extremely higher form of submission, by the way.
Yes,
so there's this submission that comes from this peaceful sort of tender spirit, this feminine spirit, which is beautiful. Mm-hmm. But then there's this like global, next level, overarching submission that comes from this man. As he lays down his hopes and dreams, his career direct, everything that he would have done without her is now subject to this goddess.
I agree to your whole point. I just would rearrange the way it entered.
Yeah. Yeah. It entered and Serene thought that you were saying something.
She's
different.
Not commanding it.
No.
No.
But you're laying it down. And you know what? My husband came to that too, I think, because, you know, he got married to me later in his life. And he was set in his ways about things. So as I've said many times, and this party is not about marriage, but you know, it was like 15 to 20, somewhere in there, maybe closer to 20.
20 years in.
Yeah. And he's like, you're so my world. Why was I don't know, but he was always like the man in charge, right? And I was okay. He's a take charge sort of a guy. He's a manly man, right? And I liked that about him. But now he's always like affirming me that I own him and he loves it.
That's right.
And I'm like, okay, then.
He's finally ready to
graduate.
And
I don't lord it over him, but I know it. And I don't tell him what to do except occasionally to not eat junk. But yeah, I agree with you, Danny, but it's a next level thing, eh? And it's not some weird sort of feminist thing. It's just what happens naturally in a love relationship.
Yeah, and the woman does
God
it
ordained.
Through beauty and patience and holding back and not dominating. And
so she does it through actually submission.
Yeah.
She doesn't do it through domination. So it's the opposite of feminism. It's about femininity.
Yes.
It is. Yeah. I have my certain ideas on what submission is too, but that's a whole nother party.
Whole nother party. But hey.
Hey, but
drink Topo
I,
Chico in the shower, I think, is the point.
That was the point.
It was a good one.
It was good, though, Danny. It was deep. I liked it.
But the problem is the woman can't go to the man and say, Danny said you must submit to me because it has to come from years and experience. And
that's right.
Well, then,
look, we got Leslie's
coming. Leslie's coming to give some.
Get over here.
No, I needed to hear that today. Because should I even share it on the news?
Yeah.
On the news, on the party? Well, Steve and I are going to be living together at the land here probably within a year. And I was thinking of how many leaks.
I thought you were about to say you're about to get engaged.
No, well, no, but for to me, that is. I mean, to me, I mean, maybe differently, but I
and
thought.
And in our Christian world, we don't live together, but Leslie, you keep saying it because you're not of our faith. So you're allowed
but
to say
on,
that.
It's not a discussion.
Right. Well, and that's huge.
So, and you all know intimately in this room that Steve and I have gone through some stuff.
Huge stuff.
And he has come leaps and bounds. And I needed to hear this today because I'm so in, but I have a tiny, just tiny pocket of anxiety that, gosh, we have still got more leaps and bounds to go. But to know that it will get to next level, because I've seen proof. Yeah. It's not like we haven't grown stronger together in our 4 years. So in another four, I've got many years to wait and to nurture and to forgive and to be patient.
Mm.
It's so much easier when he, you know, allows me to nurture and, you know, but he's very alpha. He's very strong willed, and he has been the ruler of his kingdom since all time. And so anyway, I just needed to hear that today because I was like, man, it's going to be so even more incredible down the line.
Yes, it is, Leslie.
We're making those steps towards that goal.
You didn't know it was Leslie that needed to hear that.
I needed to hear this.
And hey, well, listen, and later after the potty, we'll talk about the difference between contracts and covenants so that you can actually get super jazzed about marriage.
There you go. She just said, I am jazzed.
She's jazzed about marriage, people. She's yelling out, I'm jazzed, the background.
Les, that's so good. Thanks for sharing.
Hey, I can be a flower girl, Les.
Yeah, she didn't say bridesmaid.
Hey,
she said flower
Leslie,
girl.
Leslie, do you remember the episode of The Office where The Office was involved in their whole wedding, and Jim and Pam's wedding? We could do that. We could be all up in your stuff. Like, we'll all bring our stuff to your stuff. Well, I'm not organizing. I'll just show up.
We're 11:31 in, 11:32 for our intro. Thanks, Dan. I liked it.
Does that mean 32 minutes in?
No, 11 minutes and 38 seconds.
Oh, that ain't bad.
That's not too bad. Sheila writes.
Is she from Australia?
What a hard turn.
Good old Sheila.
To the next segment.
That out on
Sheila's such an Australian name.
No segue.
Sheila writes, are there any potties that go over all your guys' products and your favorite way to use them? I thought to myself, I'm never going to read something like that, shameless promotion. But then I thought, no, if people are buying our products, or if you don't want to buy ours, but some close to ours, why don't we share how to use these things, these focus foods, as we call them now? We don't call them special ingredients anymore. We call them focus foods.
Focus foods. That's the official?
Remember the potty that we danced out?
No, but I never heard focus foods.
Yes, we did.
Dan. Like at the end, it was an epiphany.
Yeah,
remember?
She came out of the bathroom and she said focus foods. Maybe he had gone by
Maybe
that
I wasn't
time.
Focused.
You weren't focused.
So I thought we should take some of them. And some of the ones that we don't talk about often enough, right? Mm. And talk about our ways that we use them.
Oh,
all
exciting.
Of us here. And
super
so
exciting.
I thought to myself, Serena, if you'll let me start.
You go,
since I'm
girl.
Segueing this, I want to just talk about nutritional yeast first.
You go.
Because it's like my hugest product of all the ones we carry. I think yours too. Yeah, John is nodding his head. He gives it to his doggies too, I'm sure. Nutritional yeast, well, it's been a part of my life probably for the last, I don't know, 30 years, because we were doing it way back in our vegan days and all of that. But we've come to understand a lot more about it now. You know, it's full of chromium, full of B vitamins, full of all these things. But we used to use the kind that had synthetic vitamins added to it.
Which isn't great if you have the MTHFR gene.
It's not.
Folic acids.
Yeah, so it has all the B vitamins added to it. And if it's yellow, really that bright yellow, actually, if you're buying it in a store, it will be that kind. I'm not going to put you off. If you like your sauce, that's fine. Just know, though, that I would prefer you, which I changed over. That's why we carry nutritional yeast now. Why would we? Everyone has it these days.
Pearl Priscilla would prefer.
Yes, I would prefer. The only reason we carry it because Serena and I wanted a sauce that does not add these synthetic vitamins.
Is that how you tell your
husband?
I would prefer.
Yes. So it has naturally occurring folate in it, right? And that is so good if you're pregnant, if you have MTHFR mutations, as I do, as half the population does. So just get a good source. We carry one, and there is another company here in the US, but there's only a couple of us, okay? So search that out. Now, how we use it? Oh, my goodness. I'm on every single thing, in every sauce I make, in every dressing I make, I pour it over. Just what comes to mind. Cut up the baby cucumbers. Sprinkle a little salt, nutritional yeast. I put a little cayenne pepper on top. It's a side to any meal. And it's so flavorful. It's crunchy. It's like chips, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just cucumber slices are so boring. You smother those in nutritional yeast. It's amazing. I pour it over every single salad I make.
Oh, yes. Especially if you put the olive oil on first and then you sprinkle it over. It becomes this, oh, it's, I can't even, it's a special, special kind of topping.
Yeah, it's so cheesy and nutty.
Clinging to the olive oil.
Eggs. I mean, eggs. What are eggs without nutritional yeast? I don't even know.
My children refuse to make them without nutritional yeast.
But egg whites, because I do a lot of emails, right? I use egg whites a lot because they're a great lean protein. And so I, you know, do them by the carton. But I love egg whites on toast, topped with tomatoes. So sourdough or sprouted toast. But what I do, guys, this is going to change your egg white world. Because you think of egg whites as like slimy, no taste, white, ploppy stuff. But it's not with nutritional yeast. Get yourself a little pan, a ceramic pan, a small one, and spray it very lightly with oil, just really lightly. Coconut or olive oil, doesn't matter. It's so light, doesn't matter, right? Put some nutritional yeast in the pan before you put your egg whites in.
Ooh, never done that.
Oh, girl, it changes your world. Now pour your egg whites in.
Girlfriend?
Get them browned on the bottom. Put more nutritional yeast and salt while the bottom's browning. Flip it. Now, it will be done in like 3 minutes flat. When you take it out, you've got this big round of crispy, golden egg whites that are no longer egg whites. They are savory. They can go in sandwiches. They can go on toast. They can just be eaten like that, like this yummy thing. I make that every day.
You keep it kind of whole when you flip it?
Yeah, I keep it whole.
So that you can slice up
whole hunks
for your sandwiches.
It's like a slice. It's like a sliced meat, savory meat then.
I'm excited.
You can make a bunch of them and put them in the fridge and use them for salads. You can use them for everything. Did I just rock your world?
You rocked my world.
What about on popcorn?
Oh,
popcorn is not popcorn without nutritional yeast, Danny.
You know what's crazy? I've got a bag of THM nutritional yeast.
Mm.
In my cupboard, yeah. And I never think of it.
What?
How
do you live
until
your life?
Now?
Oh my goodness!
But I just I got it, and I would just, you know, me just take a little handful of the flakes.
Just like,
let's eat this. It's from THM. It's good for me.
Hey, but listen, soups, chilies,
any roasted or sautéed veggie.
Okay, but what is it? Is it like
sautéed broccoli? Isn't sautéed broccoli without
broccoli? Can't be broccoli.
Especially those vegetables that have the little openings, like broccoli, that it can all fall into toast. If you just try toast to a little spritz of coconut oil, so it's just lightly, so it's all B&E, just lightly, and then you just a little sprinkle of the mineral salt, and then of the nutritional yeast, and falls
then
into the holes.
And then pepper. It's brilliant.
What can be a guide for me, because I understand. Like what I can put tahini on, what I can put salt on.
Yeah.
Like what is nutritional yeast, like a bacon bit? Is it a salt?
It's like a dry cheese. Yes, it's like a parmesan dried cheese powder.
Anything savory. Okay. I haven't tried sweet and I wouldn't do it.
Well, I love cheese. Is it dairy? Is it a dairy
product?
No,
it's non-dairy. So that's why all the non-dairies, it rocks the world, right? And it's full of protein.
So like cheese on popcorn.
Yeah, like... One tablespoon has what, like 3 or 4 grams of protein? It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I'm in.
Yes, so you good. Are.
Hey, I just got into making orders off your website.
I know, it's so funny. Because like back in the old days, you'd always like pinch it for free. Come and just slyly
just it.
Drop it into your bag. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but to make an order on the, like, man, I'm not trying to promote THM. Yeah. I just haven't experienced THM like most people experience THM. Like it's all about your website. Food products are being sold.
Yeah, what you can get for free, you don't appreciate.
Yeah.
Well, but like
that nutritionist pack that was for free. That's why it's still sitting there.
I bet.
Yeah, that's probably right. But yeah, like you. I mean, it shipped out. It came to me. Like it was just a great experience. It was
Did you get it in the white box? With
yeah,
the blue
white
butterfly?
Box, blue tape, and of course, I picture the people who did it too.
Yeah,
so maybe
right.
It's special, but. But yeah,
it was Pearl just, and I personally like kissed the box that was yours.
Yeah,
and I'm local, so maybe it comes super fast. But it was like a couple of days, and I had all my goodies.
What do you, John? What do you use in yeast for? Here you are. Oh, Danny's mic.
Oh my goodness! It's like moving house to get Danny's mic.
Yeah, well, like I was saying to Danny off mic, I think anything that you say, like you said, savory. Anything that you would put salt on, that salt and cheese would go together good. I think it works. So I'm with you. Eggs. I go through a lot of eggs.
Yeah.
It's always got got nutritional yeast on it. And yeah, I do give it to both of my dogs. It's it acts as an internal flea repellent.
Isn't that amazing? Is it for the B vitamins? What mechanism?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know the science behind what it's doing. I do know that when you feed it to a dog or a cat internally, it's something that the dog, I don't know, maybe it's some sort of a pheromone or something, but fleas don't like it.
Wow.
Yeah, so
it's very, very interesting.
Yeah, and they like it. They like to taste it. I mean, they would just lick it off the plate anyways, but yeah.
It's a thickener too.
It is.
So if you feel like your soup, the chili you just made, is a little bit watery, you just go and whisk in a bunch of nutritional yeast. It thickens it up instead of flour.
Yeah. If you mix it with a little bit of oil, you know, like nutritional yeast, a little bit of oil, some salt, it's almost like a tahini.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you can kind of get that happening.
Check out Trim Healthy Future, Rashida's book, because I've got a gravy in there with the nutritional yeast and the cheese sauce. You know, it's a non-dairy cheese sauce. But I put it on, as I said, every salad, like a taco salad. You know, it's my topping now, because in my stage, I don't use a lot of grated, you know, cheddar cheese anymore.
New people in the room in her stage of, her season of life as a menopausal woman.
Yeah, but it's my cheese.
Yeah, it's your cheese.
Well, I'm sold.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Okay.
Can I move on to a new product?
You can, loves.
Babe.
I had that written down as number four, but you go.
Oh, okay.
No, I want you to go. I want you to take over, please.
Oh, I love Baobab. I put it into everything. Everything savory, everything sweet. So if it's not everything sweet, anything sweet that would suit kind of like a berry, tartish.
Why Baobab first? We say the product, then we say why, then
okay,
we say how.
Thank you,
what
Mrs.
about
Big
what
sister.
Is Baobab?
Baobab
people?
Is a fruit. It grows off those beautiful trees that you see like in a National Geographic magazine, the ones that have the trunks that are just so
Lion King.
Wide. Yeah, Lion King tree. Yeah. There's another name for it is the tree of life, but they have these big fruits that look like teardrop coconuts with a big husk. And in that husk is this like, have you ever tried the freeze-dried banana, freeze-dried strawberries in the baby section of Walmart?
Oh, yeah.
It's that very texture. It's dried in there. So all they have to do is open up the husk this dried fruit powder is around these little stones inside this husk. They just have to like the tribal people and now factories will do it. Just kind of like rub the powder off the stones and that's all it is. That is baobab powder. Super high in vitamin C.
Nothing processed about
nothing.
It.
Super. One of the highest, Pearl says it is the highest antioxidant food in the whole entire world, more than acai and blueberries put together. More magnesium than most foods. It's more potassium than bananas. It has very high in calcium. And the great thing about it is it's high in iron and vitamin C at the same time. And you need both to absorb both properly.
And people look at the packet. We've changed up the back of our packet a lot because you actually don't know levels and depends upon serving size. Like sometimes we used to say the serving size was 1 teaspoon.
Yeah.
And then that didn't show a lot of vitamin C. So people are saying, you said it's high in vitamin C. Well, yes, it's high in bioavailable vitamin C. And it is high in vitamin C, like compared to orange. Orange
but if you
is
just
gram
have
for gram.
Ascorbic acid, your body doesn't know what to do with it like it does with bioavailable vitamin C that's inside of food. Pearl, you go because I interrupted you.
So that's all right. So what do you do with it, Serene? It's a viscous fiber and some of us like need to go slowly with it or we get a bit bloated, but you go big with it, right?
Oh, I go big with it. At first, I just was like, go bloat. Like, let's just do this thing. Yeah. And my body got used to it, right?
Yeah.
I just don't really care. As long as it's not fat, I don't care if I'm going to, like,
Be a bit bloated.
Be a bit bloated.
But now it doesn't bloat
me.
No,
it doesn't bloat me at all.
I worked my way up. I started at one teaspoon a day.
I'm 3 tablespoons a day.
Oh, my girl.
It's one of the best foods for your microbiome because it's a prebiotic, because it sets the stage and puts a beautiful environment to grow all those good bacteria.
Yeah.
Like Pearl said, it's a kind of a viscous fiber. It forms this gel in your tummy. So it's very satiating and
very
it slows
slimming.
Your blood sugar rise down. It's incredible for diabetics.
Yeah, if you have any blood sugar issues, get you more baobab in your life, right?
So it's absolutely amazing in foods. I put it in all my yuck yums, all my smoothies, anything like I stir it in my toddler's yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Just simple like that. We, if you can look on our website, I think it's on our website, Boost Juice.
Mm.
Absolutely delicious. It's a way of turning plain water into a delicious juice for your children, for you. It's a way of boosting all your vitamins and minerals, your nutrition and your diet. But I add it to savory things too, to dressings, to chilies, to soups, anything that would suit tomato or hot sauce.
Yeah.
Because it has that little, almost like an acidic lemon kind of burst.
So you're putting it in like, chilies and spaghetti sauce
and
stuff.
Oh, everything. Yes, every time. And it helps thicken it up, helps lower the blood sugar of that meal. But I also, I mean, literally I can't think of one thing I don't really add it to unless it was like my oatmeal. Or you add it to oatmeal because, Pearl, you like your oatmeal a little tart with tartar berries.
Yeah.
I have mine a little less tart because I put lots of earthy greens and mushroom powders and stuff. So it doesn't
matter. Yeah.
But I pretty much baobab into everything.
So whereas nutritional yeast could be, obviously it has all these health benefits, but it could be seen as a flavor changer or enhancer, baobab is more like a healthy ingredient, you know, or does it?
Well, they're both healthy ingredients. This one probably is a little bit more intense on the superfood scale,
mm-hmm.
but for different things.
Yeah. But to me, nutritional yeast is more savory tasting. This can go in savory foods, but it's a little more lemony tasting.
Yeah, but you don't notice that when
you put
it in savory foods.
You know,
orangey, I would say.
Yeah.
Even.
Serene, you shared a few weeks ago on this potty your tweaked version of my Plant Strong dressing.
Yes.
Well, I've been doing it and I forgot how you said it, so I tried to remember.
Yeah.
Well, the way I'm doing it now, it is the best. What is that dressing called where it's the balsamic vinaigrette? It's called
balsamic vinaigrette.
Is that what it's called?
You've nailed it.
Balsamic vinaigrette.
No, that was
balsamic
good.
Vinaigrette.
Congrats, bro.
You know how it's not just balsamic vinegar, it's a dressing made of balsamic and it's a little sweet.
Oh,
Yeah, it's a little sweet. Well, I've made one, Serene. I'm going to put it in my Trim Healthy Future book.
Yeah, do.
It's the most, and I love balsamic vinaigrettes.
And it's got baobab in it.
Sugar in them. Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you it right now.
Yeah, tell us it right now.
I'll tell you it. You tell me if this is not the best balsamic vinaigrette you've ever had. Okay. So, Serene, it's probably different from what you made, but this is what I'm doing now. Okay. So, Pearl, try and concentrate here. So, I start off with a tablespoon and a half of nutritional yeast.
Yeah.
I do 1 to 2 teaspoons of baobab.
Yep.
I do 1.5 tablespoons of balsamic.
Yep.
I do, you said to do soy sauce, but I looked at the sodium grams of that.
I do sodium reduced.
I know, even the sodium reduced was so high, so I didn't. I just did a little bit of Bragg's.
Oh, yeah, it's probably got similar sodium.
No, it's a little less.
Bukaka.
But whatever you want.
Okay, great.
Soy sauce or sodium.
I'm not scared of stuff like that.
I know I tend to swell though with sodium. So the next thing was.
But do you swell with mineral salt?
No.
Oh, it's just because those brought products don't have your mineral
salt. I don't swell with mineral salt.
Okay, good.
It's the regular table salt that swells me. Then what have we got? You should be writing these down, Leslie Pops.
You've got the vinegar, the baobab. What about the collagen? You put the collagen in it?
You could put collagen, but no, but I don't. I put our Creamy Dreamy Plant Protein, which is coming out soon.
And
I do 1.5 tablespoons. So this is a protein packed dressing.
Oh, yes, it is.
Start again. Okay, sorry. 1.5 tablespoons of nutritional yeast, 1 to 2 teaspoons of baobab, 1.5 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, bit of Bragg's for saltiness. Oh, then I do about
1.5 tablespoons of Plant Strong Creamy Dreams.
Yeah, 1.5 tablespoons of
what could they
new
do
plant
until
protein
it comes
powder.
Out?
Well, until that comes out, you can use any protein powder you want. Don't use a whole 1.5 tablespoons of collagen.
Just do 2 teaspoons of collagen.
2 teaspoons of collagen. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Then I do about 1/4 teaspoon of Super Sweet.
Ooh,
got like that?
Yes.
I do a tiny shake of cayenne pepper. You can leave that out if you want. Pearl, I think that's everything that you need. Now you've got to add the water.
Yes.
Pearl?
2 tablespoons, eh?
I add it until it's dressing consistency. I don't know. But it makes almost about
Do you know
third.
If you handheld blender it will be yummiest?
No, I just stir it with a fork.
No, handheld blender will whip that thing up. Did okay, you use any tahini? Because I do a teaspoon of tahini.
Oh, okay, sorry, I do a teaspoon of tahini.
Because that's part of the
If you don't have tahini, bingo. You can use a teaspoon of almond butter. Now, this is fuel pulp, people. It makes about a good amount of dressing. I pour that all over a salad.
You don't have to be a Spartan with this. You pour the whole thing on.
Or I pour it over like a rice bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Or I pour it over veggies.
Sweet potato would be yum.
Over sweet potato. It's the most amazing. It has changed my world with enriching it with flavors.
Hey, you've got lots of products in that. You've got nutritional yeast. You've got the baobab.
Yeah, we've got our new plant strong.
The new plant strong. You can use collagen instead.
Yeah, instead of seeing it as a salad dressing, it's just oil and vinegar based.
No, there's no oil. Well, you got your 1 teaspoon of tahini.
Yeah.
Let me have a look, love. Leslie
okay, so while
out.
They're looking at that, I want to tell you about another
Leslie
product. Dynamic Duo. People,
yes. Tell us
don't
what
be
it
afraid
is.
Of that stuff.
Tell us what it is for the newbies.
It is such an incredible greens powder with two of the kings of greens. We have spirulina and moringa, halfies, 50% each. And so for every 2 teaspoons, you're getting a teaspoon of moringa, a teaspoon of spirulina. Spirulina is one of those greens that's not for the faint of heart, you know, because it's so packed with nutrition, even protein. They say that the NASA people would, you know, send it up there for them because it was just such a survival food, so packed with nutrition. But it's I always said, I think I wrote on the back of the pack, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. So
yeah,
you
we debated putting it in. We're like, okay, people want greens. Like, let's just say some people aren't eating their salad, or you just really want to boost your health. Wherever you're at, you want to go the second edge, right? Yeah. So Serena and I said, well, we know spirulina is number one, right? Yeah. But should we really put it in? It's such a strong flavor. And we debated. We're like, maybe we should put a nicer tasting green in.
But yeah, but we like,
thought,
you can buy those anywhere.
Go home, you know?
Go big or go home. Moringa is another one that is quite of a sharp green flavor. Mm. You know, it's I find it can have a little bit of a bite, like a horseradish bite. But how dynamic duo? I don't know if it's anointed by God, but I find it not very yucky at all.
I'm used
like
to
we,
it
we
now.
Put a recipe on the back that made it very palatable and yummy. And so you could do that. But I tell you what. I don't have one bowl of oatmeal that after I've made it, I don't put a teaspoon or two in and whisk it in. And I don't even taste it into my oatmeal. My oatmeal is beautiful and green.
Yeah, so I tried that and it wasn't bad, but now I'm getting it in a different way. But you have green oatmeal every morning.
And then I add it every day. After my workout in the morning, I put a bunch of stuff in my almond milk and a bunch of protein stuff. And I always put 1/2 tablespoon in there.
Yeah.
But all up and up. And then I put some in my yuck yum. All up and up, I at least have about 2 tablespoons of that every day.
Yes.
What about in your eggs, like green eggs?
Can I talk to you about that?
You can. It's your podcast.
Okay. So I haven't done our Dynamic Duo, but I'm yet to try. But do you know what I have? Because see, in the oatmeal, I'm just adding at the end, right? I'm going to look it up. I know you can cook moringa, but I don't know how wonderful if you're ruining the spirulina. I'm going to look that up. So right now I have some of the moringa powder. We had testings to test the different moringas to see of the quality before we chose the sauce for our Dynamic Duo powder. But I have some moringa at my home and I always add moringa to my egg whites, Pearl.
Do you?
Because I think egg whites, I just want to put some nutrition back in that stuff. I've taken the yolk out. So of course I'm not against yolks. I put yolks in my smoothie all day long. But when I have an E, I just want to keep it E. But I put it as I'm scrambling them up.
And it could be
nutritional
savory.
Yeast and moringa. Yes, because moringa is like a spinach leaves in a way. I am just picking. I'm like.
So do you taste it? Because I eat egg whites so often. If I could.
No,
I
don't taste it. I whisk in nutritional yeast and moringa and all of that before I fry it all up. And it's green eggs, mate. It's green eggs and ham like Dr. Seuss.
That is brilliant because I use egg whites so much. Imagine if they could be green. Pearl, I'm looking it up if you can cook spirulina.
Yeah.
Spirulina heated. Okay, I'm Googling right now.
Yeah.
Well, I need to tell you my story. Can I cook with spirulina? You can cook spirulina, but as in the case with vegetables. So apparently some of the nutrition goes down, but some of it is made even better. It's like most greens.
Yeah, it's great.
But the fact is you're you got the moringa in there, which is fine. Yes. So you are adding health to your egg whites. I'm doing it.
Go for it, Pearl.
Let me tell you my story with
dynamic
duo.
Great for your children too to do. You're eating green eggs and ham like the book.
Yeah. Danny, have you tried our dynamic duo yet? You haven't made an order, right?
No. It's not sold out?
No, it's not. We have it in stock. It was sold out for a while.
That's my only complaint with your website.
It is. Spirulina, I mean, it's intense, right? So when we first got this dynamic duo, it tasted strong to me. I had to use Serene's back of the book thing. But then I thought, it's not enough. That only has, what, 1 or 2 teaspoons in it? And I wanted to really, really go big with
this. Having headaches with your hormones.
Okay, so what happened to me, when I started to get into menopause, my estrogen went down. I started to get headaches again, and I hadn't had them for several years, really. And then neck aches, they were coming every day. And, you know, I'm visiting a hormone doctor now. He said, that's so typical with my woman that lose their estrogen.
My wife had neck pain.
Yeah.
She was like, is my neck going into labor?
Yeah.
And same solution.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, anyway, I've got hormones now. I'm feeling jacked. Awesome. But but all that to say was, before I got my hormones, right, back.
Bioidentical people.
Before that, I decided, I was upping my dynamic duo. I was getting to the point where I was shooting for 2 tablespoons a day, no matter how, that was my goal. So I started just taking shots of it, and it was really yucky. So I started taking shots of it with that magnesium. I used Spring Valley magnesium powder from Walmart.
Yeah.
And it's got the stevia in it. It was quite yummy.
Yeah.
But it really makes you go, if you're a goer of the bathroom, like number twosies, it can make them
moringa.
Loose.
Yeah, it's the moringa.
It can make them loose if you put it with the magnesium powder.
Yeah.
So now that's good for some of us, and I was liking it, but then I got a bit too loose. And then I thought, what if I just did a shot of just the dynamic duo with water?
Yeah.
1 tablespoon.
You go, whiskey
I mean,
girl.
That's some slurry of dark greens, but after a while I'm used to it. I do a couple of shots a day, but what happened was my headaches went.
Yes.
They were gone, and I'm like, I didn't know if it was a painkiller. I looked it up. I'm like, could it be the dynamic duo? I'm doing nothing different. Well, it was. They say for arthritis, it's so anti-inflammatory. Both spirulina and moringa are incredible if you have inflammation and pain in your body.
Mm.
So just however you can get it in, shoot for that 2 tablespoons a day and tell me if you don't feel amazing.
For your toddlers, what toddler wants to chow down on a big salad, right?
Yeah.
So I actually make a mix of stuff for my toddlers. I throw in some kefir. I throw in an avocado. I throw in some egg yolks. I throw in, you know, some of our healthy protein whey, and I throw in some MCT. I just throw in all the stuff, but I will always add a good tablespoon of dynamic
per
duo.
Per serving
well,
for them?
Well, I make those empty yogurt containers?
Oh, yeah.
I make it full to the top so that at different times of the day, I'll just shove a few tablespoons of the stuff in their mouth. Yeah. Like before their meal, they get like 1/4 cup
and
each
you make
or whatever.
It yummy. And by
I
the
make
way,
it yummy, raw honey and everything. But listen, I was thinking, seeing I add that and it's based on avocado and kefir. I was thinking, as I'm talking here, I might like to try adding it to guacamole.
Oh, the dynamic duo.
Yeah.
Why
to
not?
To the guac bowl, you mean?
Like blend, like, you know, when you're smashing the avocados.
Oh, you know,
I might like to try it.
Yeah. When somebody says guacamole, I hear avocado. Like for me, I never do the work to make guacamole.
All you do is just have the guacamole.
I open the avocado and put tahini on it.
No, I'm good like that too.
But what about putting the greens in the avocado too?
Ooh.
No, it's
going to be
too much.
Danny, it's intense.
You don't want anything going around your teeth and all becoming
Danny,
like milk powder.
If you order this sometime, or if I give you a bag,
no, it was
freebies,
almost in my cart.
You won't use it if you give it to him for free.
No, that's true. That's true. You've realized you have to purchase to use. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like consulting.
Yep. So true.
Or coaching. You got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Or it won't work.
It's very intense. You got to get yourself used to it and mentally used to it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I go intense, kids.
Yeah, you can have spinach.
I'm drinking a green smoothie as we speak.
That's true.
Kale and avocado.
I mean, yeah, you're amazing, good. Dan.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah.
Did we cover dynamic duo?
We did.
And it seems like can you get all these things into your life? But a lot of them go in multiple things.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Do I get 30 seconds with a product?
Could you
you can bring
it?
Your product
you
if you
do.
Want.
Yeah. THM Pixie Sticks Candy.
Oh,
But do you know what? My baby does it. And she didn't even consult you. And she just does it. She grabs him from the cupboard and I say no. And I find it behind a couch. She's spitting the thing open and she's sucking it.
It's just physics,
you mean the
people.
Hydrate packets, right?
The hydrate packets. Look, the blue... I got the Blue Skies Colada because the cherry is now sold out. Probably
is
has
it?
Nothing
oh,
to do.
Because of you.
No, no. Has nothing to do with my mention of it on the previous podcast.
By
and
the
then
time
that
this
week,
goes live, we'll probably have it back.
Yeah. So the Blue Skies Colada, great name. I'm just catching up to some of your new stuff, by the way.
Right?
I'm still back, by the way, stuck back when I was in your office.
Yeah, I know.
Like those, I'm still thinking about collagen and baking blend THM products. Like there's been so many new fun things.
Yeah.
So I got the Blue Skies Colada because cherry was sold out.
Yeah.
And doesn't hit the same as the cherry with pouring it directly into mouth.
The candy,
Just for those of you listening and you want my expertise, you know, you can use it as a candy. You could pour it directly in the mouth. You can make something that's a lot of fun. Little pour in the mouth, shot of water. And it sort of mixes. It's its own little.
Oh, you make your own little.
It's like a
special
power hit.
Treat in the mouth.
I call them power hits.
Mixed with your saliva.
You're so cute.
Yeah, it's an in-the-mouth margarita, if you will.
I tell you what we're doing. We're looking into, we discontinued our orange. We're keeping it.
What?
No,
that
no,
was
no.
my fave.
It's in the medley pack. It's in the
but
variety
I
li- pack.
But that's what I, that's the only one
it
I really
It wasn't
love.
Selling as well as the other ones.
It's my favorite.
So some of it was going out of stock. We have to keep things fresh.
Good.
So it's still in that. But guess what we're working on
the
replacing it with?
Stuff. Can I go pilfer it?
You can go pilfer. Guess what we're working to replace it on? A mango hydrate.
Oh,
that'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll be good. But can I just tell you about another thing you can do with those hydrates really quickly? Gummy bears.
Yeah.
It's got your sweetener. It's got your flavor. You don't have to be worried about, making up a yummy berry herb tea or adding sweetener to whatever. That's a great base for gummy bears. The other thing is making little suckies for the summer.
Yes.
You know, adding to the water and freezing little pops.
Yeah. So you can take if you make gummy bears, then you can roll them in that powder.
Yeah.
And it's like Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, that's good.
Like not everybody likes that just blow your mind sour in your mouth.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Like I suck on limes and lemons.
Because you're Mexican and that's why the way they do the mango over there. Mango rolled into tagine.
Yeah.
Tagine has that flavor.
Totally. You could put that stuff
on. I had papaya with tagine on it this morning as my pre-breakfast.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So good. Tahine or tagine, who knows? We need to contact the company.
I'm sure it's tahine because he's from Mexico.
Yeah, but I had a Mexican call it tagine to me.
Oh.
Magale, our Mexican coach and admin, our lady, she's been on here. We'll have to ask her. She told us what it says. But
guys, I got dad on the line. Hold on.
You got your
Which
dad?
Dad?
Oh, your dad. Your bio dad.
Do you want me to call him?
Yes.
Please.
Let's call him, put him on the podcast.
Let's call him, please. Right. I want.
I tell him to watch his mouth. We're on a...
We pick up.
Well, if it's Mexican swear words.
He's from Mexico. Let's see.
You got to get it right there.
Hopefully.
Is he here in America?
Yeah.
Speaking.
Orale, padre.
How is my son?
Your son is doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing. Así,
así. Así, así. That means so for everyone listening. I have you on the Trim Healthy podcast. I have the speaker right up to the microphone.
Okay.
We wanted to know how to pronounce, is it tahine or tagine?
Tahine.
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 See, I had
it's
it.
A tahine with an H.
It.
Hello, Danny's papa.
Yeah, hello, Danny's papa.
Very old city from the Mayas or Aztecs down south in Mexico.
Wow.
It's called tahine.
I hope you guys could hear that. So tahine is named after the city it's made, an ancient Mayan.
I guess. I'm guessing that was made after.
Oh, because it is a city, right?
Yeah.
No, I hear it's actually made in the city.
Yeah, but that's an Aztec name or Maya name.
Yeah.
You know, if you want more information, you can look it up. Google it.
I'll Google it. Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming on the podcast. I'll let you go.
I love you.
Okay, man.
Bye, Danny.
Take care.
Bye.
Oh, I love you more because I love your dad.
Oh man, I hope they could hear that.
Oh, hello, my son.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you know, for peeps new in the room or listening, Danny didn't know his dad for like 20-something years.
Till about 5 years ago when he connected with me on Facebook.
They reconnected and now they're in one another's lives. It's like a story you can cry over jolly well. Yes.
Yeah, he moved from Mexico to Nashville.
Yeah, to just find be around his son us. And be, yeah. be with his
wow.
son.
Wow. I love it.
It's the actual first time I've ever heard his voice.
I know. Oh, no, right.
Hey, we need to have him out to like some get-together.
Yeah, we do.
Because you guys will love him. He's so fun.
Yeah. Oh, how's my son? I can't get over that.
He'll just entertain you. He'll just make you laugh.
I just love his voice.
He's the best.
How can we move on after that?
Next product is, I thought that a lot of people don't know about, is one that I use daily.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
What?
Good old psyllium.
Yes. Psyllium for Pasamo. It's the same thing. You know how psyllium husk is said psyllium husk, Leslie? That's why Pasams is
so. You're so psyllium, Les.
He's like, got it.
Oh, man.
He's so psyllium.
It's what I possess.
So psyllium husk is like my special gut soother. It bulks everything up, and since I'm a volume eater, I can eat twice the food with psyllium.
Yeah, explain that to everybody what a volume eater is.
Okay, so you know, you take, people say they eat oatmeal for breakfast. Well, if you're eating oatmeal in a regular way, I feel sorry for you and I think that you're starving.
Yeah, because it's over, the pleasure.
You know what it says on the back of an oatmeal packet, how to make?
What?
It says half cup of oatmeal and one cup of water.
That's nothing.
Pathetic. I'm going to be hungry half an hour later.
Yeah.
Well, what do you make it more filling?
Yes, because...
And larger.
Larger. And it's not actually adding more fuel. It's adding to the pleasure of eating because it takes longer to eat and adding to the volume so you get fuller. So these days, I do 2 cups of water. Mm-hmm. You can do 1.5, which is fine. 2 cups of water to my oatmeal, my half cup of oatmeal. And I add 1 tablespoon. Now, maybe I'm just used to it of whole husk psyllium.
Flakes, amazing.
Which, yeah, that's a lot.
You don't want to get the psyllium powder. Well, if you do, you only use like 1/2 teaspoon of it. It's much more intense. But you see, because we add we've got our creamy, dreamy plant protein now. I put that in too, and you don't
How
get
much
any.
How did you add? You added that
1.5 tablespoons.
It's not that
and
much.
And you don't get any slime.
None.
Doing that. Now, that's not out yet currently as we speak. So you could add another protein powder. I bet if you add our whey, it would do the trick too.
No, I wouldn't. Because whey heating gets a weird little dry little powdery taste.
Some people heat with it, Bubby. I've done an oatmeal before and it's fine. Yeah, let the people try.
Okay.
Let them
I'd
try.
Rather do 3/4 tablespoon of collagen.
You could try it either way, but collagen can be slick, so I'm not sure it will help with the thing. All I'm saying is, okay, this morning I did it with quinoa. Cooked up a whole bunch of quinoa yesterday, yeah. Serena. I had it for breakfast and lunch.
I thought you said I had it for breakfast, lunch.
So this morning I put you can do it with oatmeal, but I put a cup of quinoa in my little pot. Mm-hmm. I added 1/2 cup of water and 1/2 cup of almond milk. So it was already cooked, so I didn't need the extra cup. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I did 2 teaspoons of psyllium. Oh. I did channel sweet vanilla.
Oh, it was like an Aztec
and
morning.
And protein. It was so divine. It was the creamiest. Aww. I called it cream of quinoa.
Oh, cream of quinoa. Is it going in your book? Trim Healthy
Wisdom? Of course
wisdom.
It is.
Are you talking about quinoa? When
yeah,
you say,
but sometimes I say quinoa because that's the way my brain
I
reads
started,
it.
I started calling it quinoa.
Yeah.
When I first, no one told, and I heard people talk about quinoa.
You're
when
out
I
my
read
club.
The word, I didn't know that
your
was.
Your dad would know it would be quinoa.
Quinoa. Oh, yeah.
Because he's from the Aztecs, eh?
The ancient Mayan people.
Yes. So we're talking about
and
psyllium.
Remember the good old original book. You can't beat them with a stick. That's Wonder a great saying. Do you have that saying in America? You can't beat it with a stick, meaning it's so fabulous.
Yeah, you can't beat it. Like not even with a stick.
Yeah, good old Wonder Wraps.
Yeah, and if I make a smoothie, I've discovered something. I don't like a cold ice smoothie. I like a room temperature
like a
smoothie,
a warming milkshake.
Yeah, without all the ice. That's just me. So if I'm making, like, let's say I do an e-banana smoothie, ooh. I'll put in a banana. Yes. I will put in...
And you know her adding psyllium is going to slow that banana down.
That's right. I put in about 1 cup of almond milk. Then I'll put in some, maybe 1/2 cup of water or 1 cup of water because, you see, I like... And if this is going to be my lunch or breakfast, I need a lot of food.
Say that again. You had a banana. You had what?
I put in about 1 cup of
almond
milk.
Sorry, I was distracted because I was imagining that you had the best poops in the world with all the psyllium.
I do.
And I forgot about the measurements.
Sorry, I was distracted imagining your poop, sister.
So then the I'll put in, let's just say I'm an e-mood, because I'm me-mode, because I've got this banana e-mood, right? So I'm adding water and almond milk because I want enough food, because I'm not adding ice. Well, she's got the laugh.
She's
now.
Gone.
E-mood.
You can put in cocoa powder too, or peanut flour, which I want to talk about
your
next.
Your face is like glowing red.
Okay, then.
You're so pumped.
Put in psyllium.
How much?
A tablespoon, girl.
Good girl.
It thickens it. Mm. And it's lovely. And it's divine. And your sweetener and your protein powder and all the rest.
Okay, you're going to write that down for me.
You could. If you don't want to do a tablespoon, start off slower. Do 2 teaspoons. I don't care.
That's so good, Pearl.
It thickens things and it sort of is soothing on your
And when
gut.
You drink it, you must think lovely and you must think divine.
You must think that. I don't know. It's just my thing that I just love it. I'm always using it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I use it, you know, and it's in my bread coming out, my no-carb easy bread.
Yeah.
It's a big part of that recipe mm-hmm. that gives it that very breadish crumb.
Yes. And I do want to say, people, too, just quickly on one of our best sellers from your
from
know?
Your times, olden
yeah,
days.
Collagen. Go check out the Trim Healthy Table and the chapter on Trimmies. Trimmy Bisques. Thank you. I forgot the name.
Oh, Serene's.
Trimmy Bisques. Collagen and lecithin form this cream when you whip it up the way I say. It forms this cream and they can be dairy free and they can be so tasty, like this got full of cream cheese sauce around it, and it's not.
And so a lot of people, like, you know, they look at those Trimmy Bisques and they see 1,000 ingredients, but most of them are flavorings.
Yeah, most of them are flavorings, people.
Really?
And once you've done
easy.
A couple of Trimmy Bisques, you get the idea and it's just simps.
You can trim me up anything. I wanted to talk about, because we've got the obvious ones, our sweeteners and baking blend and collagen and all those best sellers. But I'm talking about other ones here today that you might not know what to do with. Peanut flour.
Oh.
It's a huge one in my game lately.
Yes. And I just want to tell you quick before Pearl takes over. I just want to say quickly, the nutty, what do we call it? The nutty smoothie, which one? I think it was in the table book.
Yeah.
Shake Gone Nuts.
Shake Gone Nuts.
Sometimes I just get a hankering for that, and it's the best, yummiest fuel pool smoothie for watching a family video on Friday night. You feel like you're eating gobbles of ice cream. While your children have a plate of ice cream, you go and watch your movie with that and you are not feeling
It's very trimming. I've seen somebody said that they had a Shake Gone Nuts every day for like a month and they lost stubborn pounds that before they couldn't.
Oh, you can lose weight on the right shakes.
Yeah, but you don't want to.
I don't want to. In fact, I have gained weight and I'm
Yeah, because you're doing it
succeeding
the Danny
tremendously.
Way. Peanut flour, I love to use in my plant strong dressing, which I've described here before. It's a fuel pool dressing, but it's so much. Once again, you can put it on
that
rice
oatmeal,
collie balls.
And they didn't have Creamy Dreamy yet. And we're like, well, should you do whey? And I'm like, well, you said they, some may want to. But I'm reckoning sometimes when it cooks, it gets that funny flavor. You could do peanut and oatmeal would be yummy.
Well, that's what I wanted
you
to talk about, but it makes it a peanut flavor. But I
love
peanut flavored
oatmeal. People
love
it. Make it throw like your 12 raisins you count in.
Yeah. I make the only way I do for my oatmeal for my husband, I do about 4 different breakfasts for him. We're 52 minutes in. Oh, sorry. I could tell John was getting antsy. Okay, I'll finish with this. The only way I do oatmeal for my husband is twice a week, and I do a peanut oatmeal, and then
if
the other day.
If it's 3 times a week, does he just like?
A chocolate peanut oatmeal. He doesn't want it more than twice a week. Yeah. That's what he'll tolerate. The other days, I have these special breakfasts. The other days is a sprouted sandwich with egg whites and tomatoes and Laughing Cow cheese.
Ooh.
The other days is fried eggs and turkey sausage.
Yeah.
There is one more that I make him. I have 2 E's and 2 S's.
Oh,
the omelet.
You're so smart.
An S omelet. And he'll eat out for Saturday morning. So, you know, I'm about there. Anyway, he loves this oatmeal.
Yeah.
And I've done different varieties for him. But peanut flour, he can only eat oatmeal with peanut flour and cocoa powder in it, or both or separate.
Oh.
So, but his peanut oatmeal, I made it this morning. He's just so happy. He sits down and grins so big.
Yeah.
And he's not a big oatmeal eater like I am, so I don't put the psyllium in it for him.
You don't put the 2 cups.
I don't. I just do the 1 cup and I top it with bananas, but I always put 2 tablespoons of the peanut flour in it for him. And the sweetener, okay, he likes his oatmeal so sweet. And I'll either
It's like junky, nutty butter oatmeal.
Yeah, I'll do and I always put a teaspoon of the peanut butter on top of the oatmeal.
Oh.
So that's as fat because the peanut flour doesn't have much in there.
Yeah.
And the peanut flour gives him protein in his oatmeal.
Yes, it does.
And so I do, this is a lot of sweetener, people, but I put about 2 teaspoons of super sweet and 1 tablespoon of gentle sweet.
Oh, that sounds delish for him though.
Oh, he loves it. And lately I've been trying 1 dunk of stevia and 1 tablespoon of coconut sugar because it's an E. Yeah. And I tried that on him and he thought it was delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that.
I love it. And there's also, I don't know if it's in the original where we had recipes that didn't have amounts, but you put in a recipe too for using peanut flour for making
a satay sauce. What was that?
Oh, no, I think we used real peanut butter back then, but you could make it better these days by doing mostly peanut flour and then just a little bit of peanut butter and lightening it up.
Yeah.
Oh, you covered like noodles and broccoli and chicken. Yeah. It was like a satay.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, peanut I make satay. My plan strong dressing, which is peanut flour plus water plus nutritional yeast. I don't put vinegar in it, but Bragg's cayenne pepper. And just maybe 1 teaspoon of peanut butter. And that's your dressing.
You could put chili powder too if you
want to. Yeah, I put cayenne pepper or chili powder. And that can go over things like your salads, or you can go over stir fries, or you can do it in much bigger portions and put it over chicken and things like that.
Yum.
It's so yum. I use peanut flour a lot these days, more than I used to.
Yes.
Love it. How do you use it?
Oh, Pearl, I mean, I just love the shake gone nuts.
Yeah.
That's basically how I use it a lot.
Oh, right. So you don't put it in your savories.
Oh, yeah. No, I will. I'll make a rice bowl.
Noodles.
I'll make a rice bowl. Yeah. And I make the whole sauce to be E.
Yeah.
I make it for my whole entire family. So I blend it up in my blender and I put chili powder and peanut flour and some collagen and some water and whisk it up like a trimmy, like a peanut trimmy.
Yeah.
And I pour it all over the rice and all over the veggies and I bake it all up. They love it.
Noodles. It's amazing over noodles. Mm-hmm. You can put it over like some, even like they have a good noodles these days. There's lentil noodles and chickpea noodles and all those sorts of things.
Of course, miracle kind of noodles.
Yeah, there's also shiitake. We're coming up with some new ones. We're revamping our noodles. Anyway, that's it. We're out of time. We didn't even get to our normal ones. We just talked about some side ones. So I hope, Sheila, that helps. Focus Foods. Hey. Trim out the mama my way. And then I'll be trim out the mama to stay.